Jonathan Rice has released his second album. It's called Further North, and it's been a while. His first, Trouble Is Real, came out in 2003. Rice, who grew up between Glasgow and Northern Virginia, has continued to be kind of nomadic, most recently living in L.A., where he's in a relationship with Jenny Lewis of Rilo Kiley, who worked on the songs on True North with Jonathan. I started out by talking about how different his two records are.
The first record was made while I was still a teenager. Basically, it's a 19, just about to turn 20, when I made Trouble Is Real. And I was living in New York City at the time, and I kind of wrote the songs for that record in between Northern Virginia, where I was finishing high school, and Manhattan, where I just moved. And yeah, I think the first record's pretty, is Dewey a word? Like D-E-W-Y?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Dewey, it's like very, very melodramatic, it's got a lot of strings on it, and I guess my record label was out in Los Angeles, and I started coming to L.A. more and more. It always felt like I was coming to the Mediterranean or something. I loved the way that it looked. And then I moved here 2 years ago and just started spending a lot of time in kind of the outdoors, you know, and going on hikes, going on camping trips, doing drives, driving to Big Sur, driving to San Francisco, California. Is such a inspiring and beautiful place, and LA itself is kind of like the fiery furnace in the middle of it all, you know. And it's just a good place to, I don't know, it's very conducive to writing songs about.
It's a good way to put it. If people are listening to Jonathan for the first time, you'll notice his accent, which is this kind of strange mix of Virginia and Glasgow, where you spent some time. It's so funny to hear you talk about Los Angeles.
It's like it's approximately Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere in the middle. It's funny to hear you talk about Los Angeles and what a contrast that must have been to the years you spent in Glasgow, because all you hear about Glasgow is that it's kind of dank and dreary.
Yeah, it can be. There's the most of the warmth in Glasgow comes from the people, not from the climate, unfortunately. But Glasgow's known as like a really rough place, a mix of Braveheart and Trainspotting, I guess. But yeah, it rained every day before 4 o'clock. That's my main memory of Glasgow. Almost every day, walking home and just from going to school in the rain and coming back in the rain and being in class while the sun was shining. I guess it's the reason why the Smiths sound like the Smiths, right? Because of that kind of weather.
Absolutely.
And the reason the birds sound like the birds out in California or whatever.
You picked the right metaphoric bands for it, too, definitely. Well, tell you what, let's hear something live, because I want people to get a feel for what this album sounds like. And okay. What would you like to start off with?
How about, it's the mellowest song on the album. It's the only song that I perform acoustic on the album. It's called It's Best to Keep It All Inside. How about that one?
It is best to keep it all inside. When the quicksand fills your boots and rises past your eyes, it is better to die suffocating and choking on your pride. It is best to keep it all inside. When she's telling you that you're no good, that you'll never be much more than some fool carved out of wood, it's best to kill her with your kindness while you're sleeping in her bed. It is best to keep it all inside. It is never too late to come home. You will always have your box in your room, where your mama lays your clothes out and she leaves you where you lie. It is best to keep it all inside. Table and she treats you like she should. There's no need to get excited or let your heels click on the floor. It is best to keep it all inside. It is best to keep it all inside.
Best to keep it all inside, beginning our session with Jonathan Rice today, and that is the kind of quiet tune that finishes up the album, and a nice version of that. You did a lot of writing with Jenny Lewis, who you're in a relationship with. How did that work? What kind of help does she give on these things?
It kind of came about during the off time for Trouble Is Real. I guess there was about a year in between the touring of that album and the making of Further North. And during that time, rather than stay home, I actually joined Jenny's band when she did her solo album, Rabbit Fur Coat. And I played on that record in the studio. And that was kind of around the time when we started to begin this pretty consistent musical collaboration. And it kind of came about through just having all this dead time and dead space between shows, waiting around on tour for the show to start, waiting for sound check and stuff like that, and I would be working on my new material, she'd be working on hers, and we just kind of started working together in a very kind of natural way. And I think from a few of the things that I've read about Further North and Jenny and I collaborating together on it, I think they have assumed that most of her contribution was lyrical, because she's such a lyrical writer. But actually, I think on this one, she was kind of taking almost like a vacation from the stuff that she normally does. And I think, as far as I can remember, most of her contribution was very melodic and kind of, I guess, yeah, melodic and musical and, yeah, just kind of shaping some of the songs.
Well, it's interesting that one of the other ones you wanted to do today, and it's funny you picked a couple of my favorites from the album, are ones that are all yours, one of them being Middle of the Road. Now, was Middle of the Road going to be the title of the album?
I definitely thought about it, but then, you know, you think about, I try not to think about journalists ever, but you know, if I was a journalist and someone gave me a record that said the middle of the road, it'd be pretty easy to write the review. It'd be like, well there you go, middle of the road.
Exactly.
I don't own the record, but one time I read a review of a Pete Yarn record, and the record was called The Day I Forgot, and the review was Record I Forgot, which, you know, you don't want to pitch them like a softball, you know. They'll just knock it out of the park.
Absolutely. So now it's called Further North, which is another kind of directional thing, but I thought I liked that.
That's true. It's directional.
Yeah. Well, can you do Middle of the Road?
Sure. Of course.
Since our separation, you have taken up with thieves. They tell you just how wonderful you are. Baby, I have nothing but respect for you. I would never try to rip you off, 'cause I know that your heart still runs with mine. You're just afraid of getting soft. It's a long, long way to the middle of the road. Well, it's summertime in California, but I never felt so cold. It's a long, long way to the middle of the road. But I still love you, baby. Why don't you come on home? When I put the bad out of my mind, all my memories are good. The hardwood floor neath your kitchen door, where you taught me all your dirty words. When we first made love under your ivory cross, it was a rainy Easter Sunday. We were drinking champagne in the Mulholland Hills when I finally felt that stone roll away. It's a long, long way to the middle of the road. But you still got your teeth in me, even though you're getting old. It's a long, long way to the middle of the road. But I still love you, baby. Why don't you come on home? Why don't you come on? Well, happy birthday, baby. Hope you're getting realistic. You're 2 months and 2 years away from the same old sad statistic. But to live out in the wilderness, you gotta learn to start a fire. But you can stand out there with your fist in the air while the rest of us get on with our lives. It's a long, long way to the middle of the road. But don't you listen to me, baby, I've been bought and sold. It's a long, long way to the middle of the road. But I still love you, baby. Why don't you come on home? Why don't you come on?
That's Middle of the Road, another one from Jonathan Rice's new Further North album. And as we mentioned, there's a bit of L.A. imagery, et cetera, on this album. But another kind of difference, if we're going to really, you know, play the game of contrasting your two albums between this and, uh-huh. and Trouble Is Real, is how mm-hmm. loose this one feels. Did you do a lot of recording live?
Yeah, almost exclusively. That was definitely, you know, again, just getting a little bit older and getting a little bit more perspective. I realized that so many of my favorite albums were recorded live and without much thought and without much, you know, just to allow room for spontaneity and things like that. And also, once you record it live and you've pressed record and it's over, there's not really much you can do to change it. And being in Los Angeles, one of the great things about it is there's so many wonderful players out here. And so I think the idea that we had was that we were going to The material was written, and we didn't rehearse any of the songs. And the band heard the song the day that they walked into the studio every day. And I would stand in the middle of the studio in Sound City, which is in Van Nuys in the San Fernando Valley, which is where Tom Petty recorded a lot of his great records. He recorded Damn the Torpedoes there and Wildflowers. Nirvana recorded Nevermind there. The rhythm tracks for After the Gold Rush were done there. I'd stand in the middle of that room and I'd play them the songs on my acoustic guitar, and the band would just go. And the idea was to get their first instincts of the song. And sometimes with a wonderful musician, you'll play the songs 10 times and they'll be doing it so professionally by that 10th time that some of the original fire and spontaneity that was there isn't there anymore. And I think the maximum amount of takes we did on any song was about 5 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, with this new kind of way of looking at things, have you ever thought, gee, if I could go back and do Trouble Is Real again, I'd do it in a different way?
Well, one thing I'd say is like Trouble Is Real was made and finished. And then about 6 months later, because the release date was delayed, I think, and I had the opportunity to put a couple new songs on there. And I think that if anyone is, you know, at least myself, if when I listen to Trouble Is Real, I can hear this weird gap in maturity in the songwriting with these two songs, like Behind the Front Lines and I Wouldn't Miss It for the World. Mm. And those were the songs that I kind of... those are the songs when I hear the first record, I'm like, that's where... those two songs are where I'm going. The other songs were where I've been. And so it was kind of a more lyrical, more direct approach. And that kind of started to emerge. And that's why I put that song, I Wouldn't Miss It for the World, dead last on the record.
Now, do you still do those songs?
I do. I do those too. A lot of lovely people come to the shows and request songs from the old record. And I think when I'm older, I'll do them more. But right now, I'm kind of not looking back as much and just playing almost exclusively the material from Further North and a couple of new songs as well.
Well, tell you what, I'll make the request. Maybe you can do one of those too.
Sure. This is I Wouldn't Miss It for the World.
So you've loved me now for half a year, despite the distance and the fear of a falling sky and a gathering storm that'll blow me back where I came from. But that ain't the way I see you, baby. I know you're not that kind of girl. When you die, I will come looking for you. I wouldn't miss it for the world. An opportunist waiting for my chance to fuck you over. Leave you flat, take off your dress and go straight to the press to make time on the evening news. Is that the way you see me, baby? Well, I know you're not that kind of girl. When you die, I will come looking for you. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Well, that murderer who shares your cell, well, his sentence, it don't have to be yours as well. 'Cause when you sleep, you count the stars, he's making enemies across the bars. And that ain't the way I see you, baby. I hope you're not that kind of girl. When you die, I will come looking for you. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, the way it's done now from our guest Jonathan Rice. That's one that was on Trouble Is Real. And he's got a really nice new album called Further North. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Jonathan Rice, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.